Good morning, and good morning to the Gresham Metropole Hotel in Cork, in Ireland, where Paul O'Mahony is sitting in the lobby, and I'm in a mild state of panic getting ready to go on holidays. But I thought what I would do before I went on holidays is I would give you the audio version of this morning's blog post. So it's called Gone on Annual Holiday. Good morning. It's the last few hours before I go on holiday. There won't be any blog posts for the next 2 weeks, unless I use my iPad from Galicia in Spain. It's possible that I'll sit in Cafe Shade and link in via the roaming sim that MaxRoam have provided. MaxRoam, by the way, are a company in Ireland that has provided me with an ability to go roaming in Europe at a reasonable price. I'll be able to say how good they are after the holiday. But I may as well confine myself to a moleskin notebook. That's the notebook in which I do most of my writing. From the calm, damp panic of Cork, the crazy perspective of having too many things to do before departure, I can't tell how I'll feel over there. I hope to be open to the option of silence. Holidays matter. For so long, no one had them. They are a recent invention, a privilege, an achievement. They are a change, a recharge, an investment. A holiday opens up the space for something new to happen, a buried seed to germinate, a bit of pruning back, growth. Holidays don't come with a guarantee. I've had some disastrous ones. They are not always enjoyable, but they always offer the potential of renewal, personal development, and creative work. That's actually a reference to Seth Godin's book, Lynchpin, which I'm highly impressed by, in which he basically argues that the artistic activity is really what people need in employment these days. Holidays are a time for the artist to emerge. The paintbrushes, the pens, stories, stones from the seashore. How can I predict what this holiday will do with me? Above all, a holiday is an adventure, a waiting to happen. Holidays are also an opportunity for others, the people you leave behind. You give them peace, quiet, relief, a bit of fresh space. They can get on without you. When you meet again, you'll be changed people. Something may well have shifted. I've often wished a holiday on another person, not just for their benefit, so that I might have time without them. So it is with holidays, hard-fought opportunities for the shifting sands of shaky foundations to flourish. Playtime. Enjoy. So with that, I wish you all a very good time while I'm on holidays. Goodbye.